99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Live and local, John Potter in the studio with us is an amazing spread of Dickie's Barbecue from Carson City. And once again, we have Eric and Felipe from Dickie's Barbie. It's quite a restaurant story from the first time you took this on. Dickie's had been, I guess, closed there. You brought it back. You brought some new passion into the place at Dickie's Barbecue in Carson City. And you brought with you not just food that we're going to sample here, but some gift cards to give away. How generous. What do we have exactly? They're what? How much?
So we have four $50 gift certificates that we're going to be raffling off to all of your listeners today.
Well, Craig, these guys would like to talk to folks calling in. If we could do the first four callers to converse and ask questions and talk barbecue. I love barbecue talk. can we do that? And after we have our conversation with the caller, you can put them on hold and get their name, and so, I will give it to these guys, and they'll get the gift cards out to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. 775-884-9910 is the number to call right now. Let's talk barbecue, folks. That's all you have to do, and or ask questions. I would imagine most of you have not yet been to the all-new Dickie's Barbecue in Carson City. Felipe, Eric, I'm sorry, you gave me a hand signal.
No, you're good. I just wanted to say that, yeah, I mean, it's been a year since we've been here, and I think we, you know, if we're going to have people call in, if they have concerns or maybe some doubts from the previous experiences that they had, we would love to converse and maybe answer some questions, answer some doubts. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're here for.
And doubts about barbecue?
Yeah. Well, not doubts, but just doubts of what it used to be versus what it is now.
Oh, I see. You know what I mean? I see what you're doing.
And also, we still, like, in Carson, we get people saying, like, hey, we didn't know you guys were open again and stuff. So that's why we're trying to do, like, interviews, you know, get our advertisement out there just so people know that, you know, it's back and under new ownership. So it's a different standard.
Good tasting, quality barbecue is not cheap. You know, good barbecue takes time to make with the best ingredients, with the right wood, the meats, and most people probably in Carson City can't afford $60 to $80 plates at a restaurant. What do you have for them? You're not $60, $80 a plate at Dickie's.
No.
I mean, that's kind of the Dickie's claim to fame, at least it was here in Reno, mm-hmm. that this was a really good price for barbecue. So what do you have to say about your... the ingredients and the meats and the prices at Dickie's Carson City, guys?
Yeah, so I mean, this is something I notice because I always buy all of our groceries and produce. I see prices fluctuate all the time, and I always try to find like the best, you know, quality for all of our ingredients. But yes, like you said, like the barbecue does take a while. So in the morning when we have our morning crew get there, they take the meat out from the night before, but they also start prepping the brisket and the pork to get a good dry brine throughout the entire day. And then we put it at night around 9 p.m. and we let that smoke for 12, 11 hours until it reaches temp. And so we have our smoker going out throughout the whole day. But for customers that want to come in and try our food, they can get a brisket sandwich for around $9 to $10. Or they can also do a one meat plate, which is around $15 to $16. Two meat plate, it jumps up. 17, 18, and three meat.
You know, these days, those prices are pretty amazing, mm-hmm. I got to say.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, why is it everywhere I go, it's $60? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
Our most popular dish, just to add on to what Felipe was saying, is probably our three meat plate, because you get roughly between 9 and 10 ounces of three different proteins plus two sides, plus you also get our Texas toast. So
a meal.
It's a meal, but, you know, you could share it, too. You can try a bunch of different proteins that we have to offer. So that's another cool quality. And then, like he was saying, the brisket sandwich, if you're on the go and you still want something that tastes good, I mean, it's there, it's fresh. We don't we don't pre-cut or pre-slice any of our meats. Like our brisket, it's all made to order once the order is placed. So if you're there waiting in line, we're cutting the brisket whole.
Boy, it's like you're nursing this food from early in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, let's go to the phones. Start with Don calling in from Reno. Like we said, the first four callers each get a $50 gift card. Felipe, put those headphones on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to give you these headphones there, Eric. Okay, Don, go ahead.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Sounds like something I'd really like to try out.
Tell us about what you look for in a barbecue restaurant, Don.
A nice, clean restaurant, friendly people, and good food.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Do you guys know a place?
Yeah, thank you, Don, for calling in and give us that. But that was honestly one of the first things that we wanted to clean up as soon as we took over the Dickies. The first thing that I told my team, I was like, I want people to come in and notice the first thing is cleanliness. Like me myself, when I go into somewhere, that's the first thing I notice. Is the place clean? Is the service good? You know, and then comes the food. And so, like, I want to feel comfortable in the space that I'm going, and I hope that I can bring that to everyone that comes in.
I kind of get what you're saying. Are you a brisket fan, my friend?
Number one. Yeah, a good brisket could move up to number one in the order. I might overlook a few things if the brisket's good.
How is your brisket different?
It's amazing. And right now, the thing that we're starting to do differently is that once we take our brisket out of the smoker, we actually make our own tallow. And not only like...
Your own what?
Tallow?
Beef tallow.
Beef tallow.
So we put our beef tallow or beef fat in the smoker. So it's smoked beef tallow. And put that on the brisket after we take it out of the smoker, wrap it up, let it sit. And then so it gives it even of a better smoky flavor.
Well, Don, we're going to put you on hold. Craig's going to get your information for the gift card, $50 gift card. At the end of the show, Craig's going to let me know who those winners are, and these guys will get your gift card out to you and tell you how to pick them up. Beef tallow, it's funny. That's suddenly a hot thing. Costco,
They're
selling jars of beef tallow. I don't know what's going on. Let's talk to Lori at 884-9910. Hey, Lori, let's talk barbecue with Dickies here with Felipe and Eric. Go ahead.
Let's talk barbecue. I had heard that they had a new owner. I went in there. My husband and I, Mike, got ourselves plates, and I got myself a pulled pork sandwich, and I haven't had one that was that good in an extremely long time. I recommend it highly.
Well, you've already been there.
I have.
Oh, there's somebody else on the phone with Lori. Big fans here. Okay, well, great. We'd love to give you the $50 gift card. We're going to put you on hold, Lori, and Craig's going to get your information. What is it you guys were telling me before we went on the air that is the hottest thing? Oh, the smoked burger. What's that all about?
Yeah, so it was something that, you know, we wanted to give back to our customers. We've been there for a year, and it was like a way of showing our, like, give back to the community, everyone that supported us throughout the year. So I was like, hey, guys, you know what? This day, we're going to have smoked burgers. So not only we have our brisket, pulled pork, our ribs, but we also have an option to buy a smoked burger. And honestly, they came out, they were amazing. You know, we toasted all the buns. We made caramelized onions. We made it just a really big day, especially to give back to our customers, too.
And this was outdoors you were making?
Yeah, we smoked them outdoors, too.
How do you make a smoked burger?
So it's like kind of grilling like a normal burger, but instead of it just coming straight from like the fire, you put it in a smoker, and you get all that like woody flavor from the smoker.
I heard you got quite a kick from a certain man's reaction to it.
Yeah, so we had anticipated, you know, selling a lot of them, not as many as we did actually end up selling, but just because, yeah, we had one guy come in. He was like really interested in it. He tried it out, and as soon as he sat down to take a bite, he immediately came back and ordered four more. I think he was taking them to go, or I don't know if he was gonna, you know, eat them all right there. But it was really nice to see that he enjoyed them.
Doesn't that bring you a lot of joy?
Yeah, absolutely. Even like hearing Lori right now talking about it, like that for me, I love hearing people coming in and have a good experience at our restaurant. just because like we put a lot of hours and a lot of work to trying to make everyone's experience, you know, really great and really change that perspective that it used to have. Mm-hmm. And I really want everyone to give us a second try, give us a second, you know, go at it.
It's all new, folks. Yeah. New ownership, new management.
Yeah.
And these guys love what they do. All right, two more gift cards. Let's go to Kurt calling from Reno for the third gift card. Hey, Kurt, let's talk barbecue. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, what do the guys use in ingredients in their spices on the dry rub?
Yeah, so we have right now three different spices blends together. They all come from our Dickie's franchise, and usually like everything that's on there. I know for the brisket, the big one is our pepper. Like the pepper on it, it's like really big pieces of pepper on it, and it has like a good blend of pepper, salt, garlic, and it's really great. Like once you get it out, you can also see it once I'm putting it on there, and you can see them too when I'm taking them out. And John's gonna see it right now with our brisket later today.
Oh, I'm dying here. I'm sitting here. The fruit's up. Food's all around me here. I'm sorry, man. I'm distracted by this barbecue in front of me. Kurt, hold on. Craig's going to take your information for the third gift card.
Okay.
You know, I have to ask you this. We've had a list of local restaurants and bars that have closed in Reno very recently, and we've had a real rash of restaurant closures. How are things in Carson City?
You know, things for us are going great. Honestly, yeah. Like from this whole year, we've been through our ups and downs. I've noticed with the food industry, it's learning how to go with the waves of stuff. Like our first year was kind of experiencing what days, what months, what weeks were slower and to prep for those days. And we were just saying, we don't want to follow this wave. If it's slow this week, this month, we have to do some type of promotion. We have to get out there, talk to our community, give back, just to kind of get people again coming back, because we didn't want to, you know, be the effect of a slow season. Right. We want to be ready for it, and we also want to, you know, prepare and bring back.
Adding to that point, when it's, you know, one of the things that as a business owner, you always want to promote and you always want to talk about your business. What we do is that we really put the community first. Maybe it hurts us short term because we do a discount for, I think we just did the sheriff's. We dropped off, I think it was 10 meals for the sheriff's office in Carson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a business owner, you're like, oh my God, I can't afford 10 meals, but it's promotion, right? And it's the art of just people trying the food out and letting them decide whether it's something that they want to go and eat lunch at. So,
Or talk about.
And we're not scared to invest in ourselves, bet on ourselves. We've done it for the last year. And, you know, I wouldn't trust anyone else more than my brother here that's, you know, a pit master when it comes to cooking this food up, because it is absolutely delicious.
Well, you have a lot of faith and believe in your food to go out there and do like these gift cards, because you know people are going to love it and they're going to come back. But other restaurants not doing so well. Carson just lost Black Bear Diner, although I hear the new one that replaced it is going to be great. You guys definitely are. What's your address again in Carson?
It's a 3250 Retail Drive.
Which is where?
Which is in Carson. It's off College Parkway.
Okay.
It's right next to the Walmart. You'll see us.
There you go. Yeah. That's the
name. Sorry. I was over here about
to pull. We are right next to the Walmart pull the zip code in out. Carson City. You guys cannot miss it. You know, it's off the highway where Home Depot is. Mm-hmm. You'll see us right there. And then we got some banners coming up too. So as soon as you get off the freeway, you'll see a Dickie's banner.
Yeah, just look for the smoke. You'll see us there.
All right. Up next, we're going to do the tasting.
Let's do it.
We're going to do the tasting. You brought a cameraman.
Yes.
What is this for?
So
put a microphone on me.
Yeah, we got to put one on you, John. So anyways, hold on. So real quick, we do also do a lot of promotion on social media. One of the things that has been working for us is social media. And we noticed that one thing is just to try the food, but we want to see your reaction of what you're, you know, what this experience is going to be like. So we wanted to bring our camera guy in, and so he could record us trying out our delicious food and having a good laugh.
I'm game. All right, we're going to take a break and be right back. Well, we're going to talk to our fourth gift card winner, too, after the break, and we're going to do our food tasting. One more segment with Dickie's of Carson City. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:20.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
I get this question a lot. When are we going to see the Dickies in Reno reopen? And I guess it's not going to, because they opened a pizza place in place of the Reno Dickies. So, but you guys are in Carson City. You're doing such a great job. You're doing something very big for Super Bowl. What is it?
So we're doing our smoked burgers again. We just talked about how delicious they were and how they sold out.
They're a hit.
They're a hit. These aren't on the menu like every day. You can't just go in there and be like, I want a smoked burger. We won't have them. But we do them on special events. And we said, why not the Super Bowl? These were selling out the door. Like, if you guys haven't tried them, these are so good. I personally was making them and with my brother, and I remember eating two, and I was like, I want to eat one more, just because it's a different flavor. It is, think about like a grilled burger, but with all that smokiness flavor and all the juices being held because it's being cooked slowly. And you can't beat that. Like, you really can't beat that.
You improved the brisket. What's the deal there?
Yeah, so like a little bit, I think we talked about it a little earlier, but just to kind of redo it was...
What changed?
It was, so originally how the brisket was just doing it, we would smoke it overnight, take it out, wrap it up, let it sit, and then put it out. So now what we do is make our own beef tallow, and we actually smoke the beef tallow as well. So it brings it even more of a smoky flavor. And so as soon as we take out the brisket, and before we wrap it, we put the tallow on the brisket, wrap it up, let it sit.
So just preference. So the fat from the brisket, we trim it, mm-hmm. and instead of just throwing that away, we render it down. So it makes it into a liquid, right?
Genius.
You put that liquid in the hot brisket and then wrap it up. What does that do? It absorbs all that juice, right? It goes right back into the brisket. So when you're eating it, it's not chewy, it's not rubbery. It's extra juicy, it's extra flavor. And you know, it's amazing that you can do this with beef fat. You know, before you would be trimming it and throwing it in the trash. Now we're using it, and then it just emulsifies with the brisket. It's absolutely delicious.
Law Enforcement Day, you went out and catered on your dime. The Douglas County Sheriff's Department?
The Carson City.
Carson City. Okay. Carson City. All right, and he's just showing me pictures of all the happy people there with your barbecue that you brought out there. So speaking of something similar, you do catering, right?
Yes.
You are feeling generous today, and you have a catering deal for folks who would like to have Dickie's Barbecue of Carson City come out and give your, employees an awesome treat.
Yeah.
So what's your catering like, and what's the deal?
So right now, for our listeners listening today, if you guys give us a call at our store number, we're going to give you guys a 20%. We're going to give you guys a 20% off your guys' catering. Our number is 775-434-7116. Guys, no one wants to cater during the Super Bowl. I've hosted Super Bowls before. You know, you got to clean, you got to prep, you got to have everything ready. And then when everyone leaves, you got to clean up again. When we cater our food, not only does it come in containers, it comes with silverware, it comes with plates. You don't got to worry anything. All you got to do is sit back, enjoy it, watch the Super Bowl, eat some good food, and then everything, you could just, you know, not a lot of cleaning like how it is before when you want to cook your own food and blah, 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 blah.
Well said.
We do that for you guys.
All right, 20% off catering. Call 434-7116. I'm sorry, this person's been on hold forever. Don is caller number 4. So, Don, you get a $50 gift card to Dickie's in Carson City. Don, what do you have to say about barbecue?
I'll tell you what, John, longtime fan of yours, really, really longtime fan of Dickie's. I hated to see it close. I am so happy that it's back open again. It's such a go-to because I work swing shift, and it's such a go-to. Pick it up, go to work. You got your food, good to go. It's not expensive, but when they did shut down, it was like a tragedy. You know what I mean?
Sounds like heartbreaking for you. Well, these guys are concerned about overcoming a reputation. You guys also have to remember there were a lot of people who liked it. Okay, yeah. There are a lot of people who like Dickie's. They've massively improved Don in Carson City. We're going to put you on hold and get your details for the gift card. Okay, let's do the tasting.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
What do we have here?
All right, we got our first one right here. So the first one is our pulled pork.
That's the pulled pork.
This is our pulled pork.
And then you got, yeah, the forks.
Okay, and official Dickie's silverware. I can't open those either.
You're not here. Here we go.
All right.
Wait, hold on. And then I got some barbecue sauce here for you, too.
Too eager, man.
We brought everything.
Our signature barbecue sauce, too.
Dickie's right? Barbecue sauce.
This is a secret sauce right here, too, as well.
I'm just going to dip it in the barbecue sauce like an animal.
Yeah.
I have to perform for the camera.
No, right? You're fine. You're fine. Okay, you're fine. Better reaction natural, yeah.
Okay, some real barbecue sweetness is first reaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sweet sauce. And that is extremely tender. What exactly is it?
This is a pulled pork.
That is extremely tender. Mm-hmm. That's a melt in your mouth. How do you make it so tender?
That is just the low and slow process. You know, we don't rush anything. We don't.
Has to be low and slow.
Low and slow. Low and slow. We let it sit.
It's like me at work here. All right. And
all right. The next one is the brisket.
This is our signature brisket. This is what everyone comes to Carson. Just tell the viewers what you're looking at right now.
Oh, my God. There's a good amount. There's a little corner of nice, juicy fat on this. It looks perfectly. Usually my issue with this type of thing is if it's undercooked or overcooked, seems to be right on. Do you have like alarms that trigger and tell you when the food is ready to be?
We do it with just based on temperature. So we have our team just always temping it out to see what it is, and like I said, we don't rush anything. We wait until it hits temperature and don't let it go over.
I love the touch of fat. Now I would sprinkle a little salt on this. Mm-hmm. Well, that's me. I'm a salt monster. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, oh, my gosh, guys, really. Where do you source the meat from?
Yeah,
I know. People love it when they hear people on the radio eating. I know that.
No, you're totally fine. Yeah,
Where do you get the meat from, guys?
Yeah, so we source our meat out just depending on where we're at. It's either at U.S. Chef Store. It's the best, probably the most consistent for getting our meat there, too. And it's USD Prime, too, as well. So we're getting some good stuff over there.
I love you guys. And your phone number, folks, 434-7116.
John, you can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
434-7116 is the number for Dickie's in Carson City, and you're out there by the Walmart in Carson City. Yes. I love you guys. Hang in there. Oh, I got to try more food.
One more, and then you can eat this off air in peace and talk about it.
I'm not going to put the camera in my face.
No, I know.
Mm.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Dear John, flip-flops into winter time? Do you put those ice cleats on the bottoms of them? You know, Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins were talking about this just yesterday. Actually, they were talking about the guys that wear shorts in sub-freezing weather, but it's pretty much the same thing. Yes, proudly wear the flip-flops in winter. I make no apologies whatsoever.
And I was talking to our letter carrier here at the office.
Yes.
And year-round, he wears shorts.
Good for him.
And, if you notice, a lot of times UPS drivers are in shorts during the wintertime, too, because they're moving around so much that they'd overheat if they didn't. At least that's the excuse they gave me.
I see those guys. Well, my wife does an inordinate amount of shopping, and I do see those. I try not to look at the legs, but it is noticeable. Yes. Okay, so a lot of stories in very little time, but let's run through these. We had Wednesday. Police stopped 123 vehicles in an enforcement operation along Pyramid Way and McCarran and Sparks Boulevard, Vista Boulevard, and they wrote 118 citations for traffic violations. Now, I bring this up because they are going to be doing the same thing in Douglas County this coming Wednesday and Thursday, a speeding enforcement in downtown Minden and Gardnerville next Wednesday and Thursday because residents there have been noticing that drivers are not what they used to be. They've been complaining about this, and so they're setting up radars and extra patrol units on Wednesday and Thursday. The real reason behind these was told by state police this week. They said aggressive drivers these days, and this was a pretty rough statement from state police. They said drivers these days are, quote, out of control. And besides the red light runners and the speeders that we all witness, there is more road rage now. You and I never know when there's going to be some freaking monster out on the road with you. And it's for things like that that, well, I'll be honest, I carry a gun for a reason. Don't mess with me. And if somebody is coming at you with a vehicle, as the ICE agents would tell us, you should defend yourself. If you've ever been in a road rage situation, the deal is don't engage the person or provoke a person. When I'm driving along, if somebody wants to cut in, I let them cut in, even if it's, you know, I have the right of way there. No, you want it? You want in? Oh, okay, all right. I can slow down or I can speed up. Is that what you want? That's me behind the wheel. I imagine we can come to an accommodation, you know. I try to be an intensely polite driver, but I recognize that when people do things that strike us as rude while they're driving, you know, they probably don't notice it. And I may do something and I may not notice that I did something wrong on the road. What did I do? Like, did I do something wrong? What did I do? And so if somebody's mad at me or whatever, I have this quick smile and I mouth, I'm sorry or whatever, you know, but sometimes the I'm sorry isn't enough. It's rough out there. And so don't engage the other driver. Don't look at them. And, you know, if they seem to follow you, you don't get out of your car. You stay in your car. And if you're out of your car and they're coming, I would stop and go into the 7-Eleven or something like that when people are irrational and they're angry. Don't engage their anger. And when that doesn't work, push come to shove, be prepared to defend yourself, but don't engage their anger, right? The first rule of self-defense is actually run like hell. Get out of that situation. Stay in a secure position. Stay inside your vehicle. Don't get in some shouting match. This is not an argument to win. They're just being an idiot. And when was the last time you won an argument with an idiot? So, all right, there was also an anti-Trump protest this week in Carson City and at UNR. A story posted by Channel 2 reads, Nevadans participated in a Free America walkout on Tuesday to send a message to state representatives. 2 News Nevada spoke with protesters in Carson City about why they came out. Well, they're just being unconstitutional, like it doesn't matter, said Lewis Stokes. That's what this whole country was founded on, and they don't care. I just really want the best for our community, our city, our state, our country, and it's not happening right now, said Laura Richards from Carson City. Attendees want to encourage the public, you, to make their voices heard and reach out to their representatives with their concerns. They also say to be ready to vote this fall. Okay. Kind of an ad. One side of the issue there as usual, and it's kind of written in a way that assumes everybody thinks the same way. The quote from her, she says she wants the best for our country, and it's not happening right now. Reporters need to be a little more balanced and going out and sticking your microphone in the face of a protester so they can get free TV time with respect is not exactly journalism. That's public relations. You know, you just become the public information officer for the protest. Communicating what people want to say, of course, is relevant. But when all you do is provide PR-free audiovisual support to protests, you're not a journalist. This was part of a very organized nationwide protest. Where does it get the funding? Who pays for the protest training? This app you have, this Walk Out America campaign, who designed that and who pays for that? You know, it's not just Channel 2. These are legitimate questions that nobody asks. And, you know, I think that there may be some significance in the answers to those questions and what their motivations are. Another story said 100 protesters were at UNR Tuesday to protest against the Trump administration. That story reads, organizer Ariel passed out markers and boards to create signs. She works with advocacy groups such as Money Out of Politics in Nevada and General Strike, and said she hopes to get people to be more educated on what's going on with this Trump regime. So, okay, UNR protest. So that's not a student. That's a paid organizer. Right now, federal officers are facing a well-financed, coordinated, nationwide effort to obstruct their work and endanger their safety. And there are apps which track them and call lists that mobilize activists to harass them. And they have classes on obstruction and interference and doxing, all marshaled in this war on the streets against men and women who have dedicated their lives to protecting us and our system of laws. What we really want is an end to the hyperbole. Our ICE detention facilities are not concentration camps. And as always, news watchers are being manipulated, I think, on a daily basis to be upset about something. People who hate the things that this country stands for are intentionally magnifying every news item imaginable to push both the left and the right to a boiling point. I feel sometimes that the objective is the destruction from the media of a 249-year-old experiment in liberty and justice, the likes of which the world has never seen before. The sweeps by ICE have led to a lot of frustration all over the U.S. from both sides. But the answer to that frustration, I'm sorry to say, it's very boring. It's write your congressman, your senator, talk politely to your friends who feel differently than you do about ICE and or Trump. The solution isn't to form groups that hunt down ICE agents to harass and impede them from carrying out their legal, though unpopular, arrests and investigations. That's illegal, and you'll end up detained or arrested. We have stupid politicians mixed in with this overly dramatic news media that tells only one side. Tell your politicians what policies you want. Don't act up. Don't block the roads. We'll see our way through this and cut back on the exaggerations. How do you know you're living in a fascist United States? Did you live in Venezuela or China or Russia? Or are you just repeating what you've been told? You think these are scary times? Not to me. I remember when the Cold War and the constant threat of nuclear war was actually scary. And then it was 9/11. And the weapons of mass destruction war. And this today, this feels like a social media scare. If you go out and live your life, it's business as usual. If you inject yourself into these obstructive, destructive protests, then what can you expect? The recent nonviolent protests, they've been fine. It's basically a group of, like we had in Carson City, a group of like-minded people cheering each other's signs on, almost like they're all the same fans of a sports team. And the best thing anybody can do is not give in to fear. We live in a state that is open carry, so guns never scared me or got me worried about mass shootings. Living here has been the definition of live and let live. And that is one thing I've always enjoyed about this place. You know, the opposite of live and let live is putting up protests, telling other people why they're wrong. And no, we're not wrong. We just have a different opinion than you. And I respect your opinion. And we don't scream in the street and call you names. That's never been the Nevada way. I think it's the California way. And that's why we never see this over the last 20-some years that we've never seen before. And I said this last Saturday, the only riot, the only major protest I saw here was in 1980 with the New Year's riots. And that wasn't over politics. It was because people there, they were throwing rocks and breaking windows because they were drunk. New Year's Eve, that was it. I was there. And there had not been a window broken or a rock thrown in a protest for the next 40 years until the Black Lives Matter riot took place in May 2020. That's 40 years. So that is not us. That's paid instigators getting in front of cameras held by the willing media to, well, you know what they do. I'm going to take our final break here. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. One more break. Phone line open, 884-9910. Back shortly, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's the weekend with John Potter.
I wish I lived in the golden age.
99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
What? You don't think the news media is being overly dramatic? Look how they're covering this cold winter storm out east. Are you kidding me? It's like it's never happened. Winter's never happened before in New York. But it reminded me of something that I normally would not bring up on the radio, and that is tomorrow, Sunday the 25th, marks 81 years since the official end of the Battle of the Bulge. My mom's second husband was a veteran of that and was able to go on an honor flight with his local, they called it Battle of the Bull Society, and I was honored to be able to take him years and years ago on that before he passed. And I just want to remind everybody that it was as cold there at the Battle of the Bulge as it's going to be today in the East. The historic, bitterly cold day the news has been screaming about for days. That's how cold it was back then. I don't know. I think that if I was still on that morning newscast on TV, I would somehow mention that on the show. And, you know, just to keep some of these, and the reason why is it to keep some of these historic events that make us all proud to be American. I just think we need as a country to hear that, especially the folks out there under 40, to need to know the sacrifices that were made for our country. Now, along with that, the 101st Airborne out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, was scheduled to be on field maneuvers this weekend. And you may have heard that it was canceled. They were called back. They sent out a message early Thursday that the 101st is coming out of the field because of the cold weather that's coming. And they were told to hole up with their families. And of course, you can see why that would be appropriate. But there's also a part in the back of my head that says, no. The 101st Airborne doesn't come out because it's cold. Nuts. Nuts. That's the watchword of that group. It was the 101st Airborne, a guy named McCullough. I think he was the colonel or whatever. And the Germans did this big last push at the Battle of the Bulge and surrounded and threatened to exterminate the 101st Airborne. And the Germans, they send a message. You're beat. You can't survive the cold. Let's talk about your surrender. Achtung! And this 101st Airborne officer sends back the famous response, nuts, which was a polite way in 1944 to say, go F yourself. And they fought on. And then Patton got there and his Third Army came in and the Germans were pretty screwed up at that point. And we were, I think we were pissing in their rivers in another couple of months after that. But I would mention on the air on that, that's probably why I'm not there anymore. I would say, hey, it was exactly this cold at the Battle of the Bulge. Just to remind this, events like that should not be invisible and unknown to our younger generation. But when I think of how much it is, almost makes you want to cry. Oh my gosh, look at the time. I've had a wonderful time here again, folks. You know what? Send the text. If I didn't get to your text this morning, I read them during the week, and I'll bring them up, I promise, next Saturday, like I've been known to do. So 775-884-9910 is actually the station's and my text number, because I get to read all those that are sent in. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. God bless you for putting up with me. God bless you, Craig. I'm sorry they kicked you out of the jury duty, but you've been very capable in Carson City.
I miss my Dickies.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we're too far apart. I'd give you the food, honestly, my man. I'll take you out to lunch. What the heck? I'm a good man. Hey, have yourself a great weekend. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.